With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tropical Storm Beryl knocked out power to more than 2 million homes and businesses in the Houston area as it swept across the Texas coast today. Houston Mayor John Whitmer says flooding remains a major issue.
Houstonians, anyone that can hear my voice, shelter in place. Shelter in place. We're in an emergency. We're in a rescue mode. Life safety. We're literally getting calls across Houston right now asking for first responders to come rescue individuals in desperate life safety conditions.
Meanwhile, in other parts of the country, record-breaking heat is the problem.
Authorities in Oregon's Multnomah County, which is home to Portland, have reported at least four suspected heat-related deaths. National Weather Service meteorologist Hannah Chandler Cooley says Oregon's most populous city broke daily record temperatures on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And we're seeing record-breaking daily high temperatures as well as pretty warm overnight lows.
The county has been operating three daytime cooling centers with the aim of providing relief to those most vulnerable to heat-related illness, like people living outside, older people, people with disabilities, and people whose homes don't have air conditioning. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden, in a public letter to congressional Democrats, is standing firm against calls for him to drop his candidacy after his dismal debate performance. Meanwhile, the White House facing a barrage of questions about the mental fitness of President Biden. There are reports that a Parkinson's disease specialist visited the White House eight times over an eight-month period. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not give any details, citing privacy issues, although the health of the president is not considered a privacy issue. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations are joining forces to try and mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the elections at all levels. They'll also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and the nation right up until Election Day. This is SRN News. Most medical students at Johns Hopkins University will no longer pay tuition due to a $1 billion gift from Bloomberg Philanthropies. We hear more on the story from correspondent Rita Foley.
Starting in the fall, the gift will cover full tuition for medical students from families earning less than $300,000. Living expenses and fees will be covered for students from families who earn up to $175,000. Bloomberg Philanthropies founder Michael Bloomberg says the gift will allow students to serve more families and communities who need them the most. And although this may sound stunning, Johns Hopkins will be only the latest medical school to offer free tuition to most or all of its medical students after gifts from benefactors. I'm Rita Foley.
The largest wildfire burning in California continues to grow in size as a Monday morning's update from CAL FIRE. Lake Fire in Santa Barbara has burned more than 20,000 acres. More details at SRNnews.com.